This is a warning. The upcoming audio contains wake words for Amazon Voice Service devices. Please mute the microphones on these devices now to avoid unwanted activation. Also, please be aware that due to the nature of this audio and my incredibly boring voice, there is an increased risk to the listener of falling into a boredom-induced coma. For reasons of health and safety, this sound will be played at regular intervals. Thank you. Yep, that's right. Don't say I didn't warn you. You did ask for this. We did get some emails asking if the Amazon Echo and Dot were accessible out of the box. Well, the quick answer, if you want it, is yes, they are accessible out of the box. And no, you don't need sighted assistance to set them up. So what I'm going to do here is go through step by step the setup process for setting up a Amazon device. In this case, I'm setting up a Amazon Dot. But the process will be the same for an Echo or even a Tap if you have one. What you'll need, apart from an Echo or a Dot itself, is an Amazon account and some way to access the Amazon Alexa website, be that a smartphone, tablet, laptop or PC. I'll be using an iPhone 6S running the Amazon Alexa app, which you can download from the App Store. Now, there are some accessibility issues in the app when it comes to voiceover. It can be a little flaky with focus and sometimes double tapping on an item doesn't activate it. But although it's not great to use, it is accessible. But if you're really having trouble with the app, you could try using the Amazon Alexa website instead. Just go to alexa.amazon.co.uk or .com on your computer, and depending on your browser and screen reader, you may find it easier to navigate. I found using the latest version of NVDA 2017 and Chrome, I had no issues. Just go to Settings, Add New Device, and then you can just follow the same steps that I'm doing here with the iOS app on the website. Okay, that's enough. I'm boring myself. Let's get this thing set up. The first thing you'll see when you run the Amazon Alexa app for the very first time is the login screen. Here, obviously, is where you enter your username and password for your Amazon account.
Amazon sign-in. Email, phone for mobile accounts. Text field. Password. Secure text field.
Now, one important thing to mention is make sure your Amazon account is fully set up. And what I mean by that is when you created the account, make sure you have filled in your address, your location, and your payment details. If you go to the Amazon website and just create an account without filling in these extra details, then this setup process will fail because Amazon needs to know whereabouts in the world you are so it knows what servers to connect to. .co.uk or .com, for example. Once you've logged in, the next screen you'll get will be an information page.
Getting started with Alexa. Welcome, Blood Nerd. Get started with these easy steps. Bullet. List start. Connect your device to Wi-Fi. Bullet. Learn how to use your device.
Blah, blah, blah. Nothing of too much interest here. Just swipe through until you hear...
Begin setup. Button.
Double tap on this button to go to the next step.
Please wait. Ellipsis. Choose a device to set up. By proceeding, you agree to the terms found here. Link.
Here we choose what device we're setting up. An Echo, a Tap, or a Dot. You can just swipe through to move around this page, but by far it's quicker to navigate by heading.
Choose a device to set up. Heading level 3. Echo. Heading level 3. Link. Tap. Heading level 3. Link. Echo Dot. Heading level 3. Link.
Just double tap on your device. In my case, it's the Dot.
Choose language. English. United Kingdom. Pop-up button. Continue. Button.
This is where we choose what language we want to use. It should already be set up with whatever country you're in, so we can just double tap on the continue button. You'll then see this screen.
Let's get your Echo Dot connected to Wi-Fi so you can start using it. Connect to Wi-Fi. Button.
I'm not entirely sure why this page is here. It doesn't really give you any information, so just click on the connect to Wi-Fi button.
Wait for the orange light ring. Make sure your Echo Dot is plugged into an electrical socket. In about a minute, Echo Dot will tell you that it is ready and the light ring will turn orange. Then continue. Continue. Button.
Yes, this is where it finally gets exciting. Well, not really. But this is where we actually take the Echo or the Dot out of the box and make sure it's connected to power. And once you do, just wait for a minute and you should hear this from your device.
Hello. Your Amazon Echo Dot is ready for setup. Just follow the instructions in your Alexa app.
Now, if you don't hear this, don't panic. Give it a couple of minutes, and if you still don't hear it, try holding down the Activate button. This is the button on top of your device with a little tactile or braille dot on it. Pressing this button for 5 seconds will toggle your device in and out of setup mode. For example, if I hold it down for 5 seconds now...
Wi-Fi isn't set up on your Echo Dot. For help, go to your Alexa app.
And holding it down for 5 seconds again will put it back into setup mode.
Now in setup mode. Follow the instructions in your Alexa app.
Anyway, once your device is in setup mode, go back to your Alexa app and click continue.
Connect your iPhone to Echo Dot. Go to your Wi-Fi settings on this iPhone and select the network of the format Amazon XXX. It may take up to a minute to display. Wait until Echo Dot says you are connected, then return to this screen.
So what we need to do now is connect the iPhone to the Amazon Echo's Wi-Fi. To do this, I'm going to hit the home button to go back to the home screen and then double tap on the settings.
Settings.
Then go to the Wi-Fi section.
Wi-Fi. 5 GHz monkey grinder. Button.
That's my home Wi-Fi network, which I'm connected to currently. I'm going to swipe through until I see Amazon.
Choose a network. Amazon 6TTP. Signal strength 96%.
And there it is. Now, the name you see will be different. They are all unique, but it will be Amazon something something something. So double tap on it to connect to it. There's no need for a password.
You've connected to Echo Dot. Go ahead and finish the setup in your Alexa app.
There you go. Your device will let you know you've connected and you need to go back to the Alexa app. I'm going to do this through the app switcher by pressing the home button twice and then double tapping on the Alexa app.
Echo Dot setup. Connected to Echo Dot. Please continue with setup. Continue. Button.
Double tap on the continue button, and on the next page is where we tell the Amazon Echo or Dot which is our home Wi-Fi network so it can connect to the internet.
Select your Wi-Fi network, previously saved to Amazon. No Wi-Fi networks have been saved. Other networks. Monkey grinder. Link.
Just swipe through until you hear your home Wi-Fi network and double tap on it. Now, sometimes this part of the setup process can slow down to a crawl. I mean, literally. Every time you swipe to the right to move to the next item, VoiceOver can take 5 to 10 seconds to speak that item. It can be so frustrating, but be patient. So once you double tap on your Wi-Fi network, you will be taken to the next screen to enter the password.
Select your Wi-Fi network. Network monkey grinder. Password. Password. Text field.
Double tap on the password text field and enter your home Wi-Fi password. Now be careful here because I find that this page does have an annoying bug that sometimes the keyboard will just disappear. And if you enter the password incorrectly, you've got to start the entire setup process again. If you do have any problems with it, it may be worth trying a Bluetooth keyboard. Also, if you are using the BT Home Hub, there may be an issue connecting. Amazon have told me that the issue is with the BT Home Hub Smart Setup feature. This does need to be turned off in order to connect. Unfortunately, I don't have a BT Home Hub to show you how to do that. But assuming that its settings webpage is accessible, the BT customer services should be able to talk you through it. Once Smart Setup is disabled, if you flick through to the bottom of this password page, you will see this link.
Using a British Telecom BT Home Hub router, click here to apply advanced settings button.
Double tap on this link and it should set it all up for you. Then you can connect as normal.
Connect button.
Still awake? We're nearly done. After you enter your password and click connect, just wait for the setup process to finish.
Preparing your Echo Dot. This may take a few minutes.
It really shouldn't take long, and when it's finished, you'll hear...
Setup complete. Echo Dot is now connected to Wi-Fi.
And that, you'll be glad to hear, is pretty much it. If you're setting up an Amazon Dot, you will get an extra page which asks you if you're connecting speakers. Really, you don't have to worry about this. You can just double tap on no speakers and set them up later on. The very last page in the setup process is an introductory video showing you just what you can do with your Amazon device.
Intro to Echo. This short video will walk you through some basics to help get you started. Start playback button.
Of course, it's up to you if you want to watch the video, but one thing I can't find on this page is a done button. So when I get to this point, I just open the app switcher and close the Alexa app down. The setup process is finished. Your device should be ready to use, so let's try this out. Alexa, good morning.
Good morning. I hope you have your milk, flour, lemon juice and sugar ready. It's pancake day. Time to get flipping.
One thing I would recommend is that you turn on the listening tones. This allows you to hear when Alexa is actually listening to you. To do this, open the Alexa app, double tap on the navigation menu button on the top left corner, go to settings, double tap on your device, double tap on sounds and notifications, and turn on these two options, which you'll find towards the bottom of the page.
Request sounds. Play a sound when you say something to Alexa. Start of request. Tick box. End of request. Tick box.
Now, with these options turned on, when we ask Alexa a question... Alexa, good morning.
Good morning. I hope you have your milk, flour, lemon juice and sugar ready. It's pancake day. Time to get flipping.
We get a nice little beep every time Alexa's listening to us. We don't have to rely on flashing lights and the light ring. So there you go. Yes, it's accessible to set up straight out of the box. We don't need sighted assistance. Now, if you do experience any problem, the first thing I'd suggest would be to reset the device. To do this on the Amazon Dot, hold down the mute button and the volume down button for 20 seconds. And on the Amazon Echo, you'll find a little pinhole on the bottom of the device. Just press this with the end of a paperclip and that will reset, which is basically a factory reset. This tends to sort out the problems most people have. So, as I said, yes, accessible out of the box, but due to the flaky implementation of accessibility on the Alexa website, and the app is just a front end to that website, it's a perfect example of, yes, it is accessible, technically, but in use, it can be really frustrating. So, for those of you that asked, I hope this helps. And for those of you who didn't, it's time to wake up. I've finished.